Is this the first time ambulance was stolen?
Yes, this is the first time we've had an ambulance stolen. It's not the first time it's been attempted, though. We were talking about it the other day, and we were thinking it was about 25 years ago. We went on a call for a single patient who jumped in the front seat like he was going to take off in the ambulance. On that particular call, we were only dealing with one patient, so we were right there to convince him that that was not the wisest course of action. The accident the other day was a little different in that the EMS crew was the first on the scene. They were dealing with multiple patients, and one of them was able to get in the ambulance and take off.
So how can something like this happen?
Out of necessity, these emergency apparatus, including police cars, have to run when they're on the scene. There's so many emergency lights that we need on to protect the scene and to inform the public, that something's happening and to exercise caution. There's a lot of equipment that pulls electricity, radios, data terminals, all that kind of stuff, and they just can't run off battery power, so the units have to be left running on scene. This is not a widespread problem. We probably don't hear of one or two instances a year nationwide where an ambulance or something similar is stolen or driven away by someone who is not authorized to drive it at the scene. So it's not something that's very, very common. I don't have a good solution to how to prevent something like this from happening 100% of the time.
Well, it is a trade-off. When you consider, for instance, the thing that came to my mind, why can't you lock up the vehicle? Well, then that takes more time than to unlock the vehicle when you have to move.
Get equipment or get a patient in there. Exactly right. Exactly. And who's going to have the key? You'd have to chase down whoever had the key or the key fob remote or whatever to unlock the ambulance and get it open. Also, at shift change, what if somebody forgets to pass the fob to the next guy and he's got it in his pocket and he's already left work and we've got a unit out of service for something like that? It's just kind of, it seems like a simple solution, but it really is kind of impractical.
Well, again, considering the track record historically, that this doesn't happen hardly at all.
Correct. And if it was a recurring problem, somebody with more time and inventiveness than me would have come up with a solution. Now, I want to assure everybody that this incident will be thoroughly evaluated. We'll look and see were there any factors out there we could control to prevent this from happening, and if there's something we can do, we certainly will do it.
The news release from the police department indicated that the unit was damaged going through a drive-through at McDonald's there, hit a concrete pillar.
Yeah.
What's the extent of damage, and how long will this vehicle be out of service?
It appears to be very minor damage. There's a horizontal compartment low at the bottom of the side of the ambulance, and that's what was contacted by the bollard, the concrete pole. It looks like the hinge was bent, and that's why we can't get the compartment open. Our fleet services is looking at it. If that's the only problem, then it will be relatively easy and inexpensive to get it back in service. Of course, they don't know the structure behind the side and if there's any damage until they get that compartment open and survey all that. Hopefully it is just the bent hinge, and that can be easily fixed. Having that unit out of service doesn't hamper emergency response, because we have reserve units, and we put one of those in service, or we were putting one of those in service even before they spotted the one that left the scene unexpectedly. So none of this is going to hamper emergency response. And hopefully, if the damage is what it appears to be, it'll just be a matter of days before that unit will be available again.
And then the actual incident where somebody makes off with the ambulance, was that a distraction for your firemen EMTs?
I depends on your definition of distraction.
Well, I guess the definition is, did it take away from trying to serve those who are still on the scene that they were trying to evaluate?
Negative. We were fortunate in that there were no injuries that required transport from that accident. The ambulance attendants were still on the scene. They had their jump bags with them. Engine that responds along with the ambulance on motor vehicle accidents got there just as the ambulance was leaving, so there was no gap in resources available for patient care.
Have I missed anything?
I think that's probably just about everything. It was really a pretty simple thing. Fortunately, we're so fortunate that there wasn't any more damage to the ambulance. There weren't any more accidents involving civilian vehicles. No civilians were injured. You know, an ambulance looks like a big pickup truck, but it's different. It's a lot heavier vehicle. The center of gravity is higher out of necessity, just because the way the box has to be constructed to let us work inside. So our people go through quite extensive training before they drive it on the street. The handling characteristics are different. Like most big vehicles, getting up to a certain speed is not the problem. It's stopping from that speed because the vehicles are heavy. So we're really fortunate that nothing else happened while that unauthorized person was driving the ambulance.